morning, we want to look in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 8, and we want to read to you really a familiar passage of Scripture. But in one of the verses, actually in verse 10, it records something that Jesus did. And it wasn't necessarily the miracle that took place, but it was the fact that Jesus marveled. Jesus marveled. And so we want to look in Matthew chapter 8. We want to read beginning with verse 5. And we want to share a few thoughts with you this morning. The Bible says, "And when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the words only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out in the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that self same hour. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day that you blessed us with. And although we have many challenges in our life, we have many changes, and just life happens in various ways. But Lord, we're so thankful that we can look to you, that our faith is in you, that our hope is in you, our comfort is in you, our healing is in you. And Lord, everything in our life should be in you. We pray if there's someone that doesn't know Christ, online or here, we pray that they'll come to know Christ. And we pray for those that are hurting and struggling and just burdens. Lord, we pray that you'll meet those needs. But help us, Lord, to look to you this morning and may really see the picture of just how much you love us. We ask that you help me, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus marveled. Notice here in our reading this morning that I read to you just a few moments ago that Jesus actually said in verse 7 that I will come and heal him. So Jesus already understood the faith of this man, this centurion. He already understood what was taking place. He knew what was happening. And Jesus was willing to help. But then the centurion gave, in a sense, a word of testimony. A testimony about who he was, and a testimony about who Jesus is. And so we titled this message this morning, Jesus Marveled. You know, I've said many times, and I'll continue to say this, that the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our thoughts. He knows our struggles. He knows our concerns. He knows our weakness. Ultimately, he knows our hearts. And although we may put up a front towards someone else, deep down, Jesus knows. There's not a stone left unturned when it comes to the Lord knowing us. For many, in this passage of Scripture, you would say the miracle is what stands out into the passage as far as the servants or the centurion's servant getting healed. And of course it was. Jesus healed, and It's something about an amazing thing that Jesus could speak or Jesus could touch, or Jesus could take mud and put it in someone's eyes and they could wash out their eyes and they'd be healed. And so we understand the power of Jesus. See, Jesus heals a person, and in this case, he didn't have to do any of those things. He just spoke and just said, and it was, because the Bible talks about how that he tells the centurion in verse 13 to go thy way, and thou hast believed. And of course, the Bible talks about in that selfsame hour that this person was healed. What was so special about this? What made Jesus marvel? This centurion was one of authority. He understood authority. But this passage of Scripture ultimately shows who Jesus is. It shows the power of Jesus. It shows the willingness of Jesus. It shows the authority of Jesus. Our focus this morning is simply on the fact that Jesus marveled. Many of us have marveled over a lot of things. You see a beautiful sunrise. And I was actually thinking when I was putting this message together and thinking about the different things that we can marvel about. And I was wondering, all those that are in the congregation this morning, how many of you actually get up and watch the sunrise very often? There's a few of you. Well, let me say it's beautiful. Because I'm up usually at 4:30 about every morning. The sunsets are beautiful. They happen quick, believe it or not. If you ever took time to watch the sunrise or watch the sunset, it seems like it takes forever, but when it gets to that point, it just goes by quick. And if you blink, it's gone. But do you realize that's how life is? That's how life is. We think about how long it takes, and then through the course of life, and then when you get towards the latter stages of life, you realize that the sun is setting quickly. We think of the marvel of life. We think of the marvel of mountains. We think of the marvel of oceans. Sometimes we marvel over the gift that someone has, over something that they make, or something that they paint, or something that they draw, or something that they build, and you're marveled over that person's talent. Sometimes you marvel over a song, and the words and the meaning of a song. And the list could go on about the things that we might marvel over. But here, what really strikes my attention in this passage is this. It was Jesus that marveled. It was Jesus that marveled. It wasn't the centurion that the Bible said marveled. It wasn't the followers that were there that Jesus was talking to that marveled. It wasn't the one that got healed that the Bible said was marveled, although I'm sure they did. But it was Jesus that marveled. The great creator, the great physician, marveled. The one who would give his life for our sins, marveled. What caused that to happen? Well, for us to kind of understand a little bit about this, this event and this great, thing that happened to make Jesus marvel, we have to kind of understand the setting. We kind of have to understand just a little bit about this one that came to Jesus. Well, first, he was a centurion, a captain of the Roman army. And he and he had under him 100 men. But in his life, in his time, and I would think in his recent years, he heard about Jesus. Now, there's not very many people that I know of that hasn't heard about Jesus. Even those that claim to be atheists have heard about Jesus. Jesus is a very common name. It's in many households. It's praised. The name of Jesus is praised. The name of Jesus is worshiped. And yes, sadly, the name of Jesus is used in a very awful way. But yet he heard about Jesus. And maybe he witnessed the power of Jesus. Maybe he witnessed what Jesus could do. Maybe he witnessed something that Jesus did. But most importantly, and this is what's important, most importantly, he was convinced without a shadow of doubt, without any doubt in the world, he was convinced that Jesus would make a difference. We know that Jesus will heal. We know that Jesus will help. We know that Jesus has all the power. We understand all that. But I ask the question this morning, do you believe, as the centurion believed, that Jesus will make a difference? You see, that's important. You know, Jesus marveled, and he marveled because of this centurion was convinced. Because I said in the beginning, he already knows our hearts. He knows where we stand. He knows our thoughts. He knows our ambitions. He knows where we are. He knows our weaknesses. He knows everything about us. And he did the same for this one, but yet Jesus still marveled. And he marveled, I believe, because this centurion knew that Jesus could make a difference. And I say this morning, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what it is, no matter the ups or the downs or the maybe it's health issues, financial issues, maybe just simply life issues, no matter what it is, Jesus can make a difference because he knows and he understands. He knows and he understands. But the question is, will our faith, will where we are in our life make Jesus marvel? You see, the breakdown is not in what Jesus can do, but the breakdown is where we are in our relationship with him. It's one thing to believe something's going to happen, but it's something else to claim. And there comes the trust. You see, we have to trust so many times, and I've been guilty of this. So many times we pray for something, and something maybe didn't happen the way that we prayed for. So then it's almost like our faith gets a little weaker because whatever it is that we prayed for didn't happen the way that we thought we should. There comes in the trust because he knows us. He knows what's best. He understands what we need. And there has been many times that I'm grateful, as I stand here this morning, that I'm grateful that Jesus didn't answer the prayer the way that I prayed. Because he knows what's best. And therefore we can trust him. But what made the marvel was the fact that he knew this centurion and he knew his faith. You see, this centurion showed his true feelings about his servant because he cared for him and he went to Jesus on his behalf. So he understood the care. He cared for him and went to great lengths to try to help him because the need was urgent. It was urgent. His servant was at the point of death. And he asked the Lord for help. And Jesus gave the help. He gave the help. So I'm going to give you just about three or four things quickly this morning. With that thought, that Jesus marveled? What made Jesus marvel? It began with a request. It began with a request. Verse 6 tells us, "And saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." I'd like to call it a desperate situation. He was in a desperate situation. The matter was urgent. It wasn't the kind of thing that, you've told somebody something or you asked somebody and the person will say, well, let me think about it for a little while. But no, the need was urgent. And he pleaded for help. The Roman soldier was very wise in coming to Jesus. He was very wise in coming to Jesus. Do you realize when this centurion came to Jesus and he confronted Jesus and he had faith in Jesus, there's one thing that he did. He came believing. He came believing. What did he believe in? He believed in the power of Jesus. He believed in the willingness of Jesus. He believed in the person of Jesus and the difference that Jesus could make in someone's life. That's how he came. Do you know sometimes that we come, and I'm guilty of this, and I think, and I'm not speaking for you, I'm speaking to me. Do you know sometimes we come to Jesus kind of half-heartedly? We come to Jesus saying, almost like, you don't want to do this, do you? Or we come to Jesus maybe almost like, I'm asking, but I'm still doubting. I'm asking, I want your help, but yet we try to figure things out on our own. And in reality, we mess up more than we help. He came to Jesus believing. That was the request. That was the request. And you see, Jesus already knew. Jesus already knew, and he marveled. He marveled at this man who came to Jesus. There's a verse that comes to my mind found in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So the request was made, "Come unto me. Come unto me. Give me your request. Give me your concern. Give me these things that's in your life." You see, this is an invitation for all of us to come. No matter what the need, no matter what the concern, no matter what the request. What made Jesus marvel? Well, I believe that in that request, the man showed great wisdom, which caused Jesus to marvel. Great wisdom in coming to Jesus. Number two, there was an answer that was received. You see, Jesus gave the answer in verse 7. Jesus says, "I'll come and heal him." That was the answer. The Lord didn't hesitate. The Lord didn't say, "Well, I'll do it later," or anything like that. He says, "I'll come, I'll heal him." That shows me the Lord cares. Not only did he did not hesitate, but the Lord cares. And this answer shows. You see, our faith is in Jesus. Our focus is on Jesus. And this answer by him saying, "I will come and heal him," shows that he cares, shows that he listens, shows that he helps, and shows that he's concerned. And that could be every one of us for whatever's going on in our life. He cares, he listens, he helps, and he's concerned. And I'll say this morning that he'll meet your needs. Amen. Whatever those needs are. If you need salvation, Jesus will save. If you need forgiveness, no matter what it is, Jesus will forgive. If you need guidance in making decisions, the guidance of life, Jesus will be your guide. If you need help in any way, with any situation, in any circumstance, Jesus will help. If you need sight, and I'm speaking insight, Jesus will give that insight. And most importantly, if you need victory, Jesus will give victory. He'll give victory. His faith in Jesus caused Jesus tomorrow. So we see His wisdom, we see His faith, and now we see His faith displayed. You see, there was a display in faith. It's one thing to say that we have faith, but it's another to display our faith. How many times have we prayed about something, and we pray and we say, Lord, will you help me with this, or will you help me with that? And then you get up, and then you try to figure it out on your own. And you almost like, it's like, okay, I did what I needed to do. I needed to pray, but yet I'm still doubting. Well, this man showed his faith. And his faith was displayed in verses 8 and verse 9, where it says the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak word only, and my servant shall be healed. So he was displaying his faith. The man's admission of his unworthiness shows that he believes Jesus is up here and he's down there. Displaying the authority of Jesus. He came in the right way, knowing that Jesus was Lord. You know, there's a passage in the Bible found in Philippians that says, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
And that's going to happen.
Yes.
That's going to happen. But he also, the man had great faith by him displaying, because he understood the authority that Jesus had. Because he referenced his own authority in the position that he was given as the centurion. He understood the authority of Jesus. Sometimes when we pray, it would be easy for us to say, Lord, will you help me with this? And we don't understand the authority that Jesus has, because when we pray to Jesus, we are praying to Jesus. We are praying in Jesus' name because of the authority that He has. The authority. You see, this man showed great faith. Nothing was going to change his mind. Nothing. And I wonder sometimes if we live with more doubt than we do faith. If we live with more doubt than we do faith. He says, Lord, all you have to do is speak the word. All you have to do is speak the word. You see, it's great faith because I believe it's simple faith. It's simple faith. You know, we live life sometimes with the idea that if we do this, we're going to get that. We live life in a way to where it's almost like we're trying to earn. And yes, I guess we live life that way because that's how our incomes and our jobs and different things it is, because that's a wage. And so we have that. But when it comes to our faith in Jesus, do you realize this morning that there is absolutely nothing that you can do that's going to make Him love you anymore? There's absolutely nothing that you can do that's going to make Him love you any less. There's absolutely nothing that you can do that's going to make Him any better to you than what He already is. Do you realize this morning that we, each one that are here, and those that are watching and viewing this morning, and even those that aren't, we are living proof of God's grace.
Yes.
Living proof of God's grace. You see, this man knew his place. He knew he wasn't owed anything. He knew his place. The man had authority over others, and he even makes mention. He says, if I tell a person to do this, they're going to do that. If I tell a person to do that, they're going to do that. And he understands the authority, but he also understood the authority of Jesus. Jesus marveled because of his wisdom. Jesus marveled because of his faith. And Jesus marveled because of his understanding. He knew who Jesus was. He knew who Jesus was. And lastly this morning, Bible says in verse 13, and call it the command and the miracle. The Bible says, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed. Jesus healed the servant. Jesus met the need that was placed before him. The miracle was the healing. But I want you to think about this. There was also another miracle. And the other miracle was the faith of this man that caused Jesus to marvel. You see, we struggle a lot of times with where we are in life. Challenges hit. Troubles hit. Health issues. Problems in any way, shape, or form. Do we really know what we have this morning in Jesus? What we have this morning in Jesus. And we know by the grace of God, we're saved through faith. And we know it took His shed blood to save us, and we understand that. And we know that our home is in heaven. And we're looking forward to that day whenever that day comes, but you realize we're living right now. Many times we look to the future. Many times we look to where we're going to be, and we rejoice this morning because our home is in heaven. We rejoice that He's got a place that He's making for us, and we rejoice over those. But until He's ready for us, we still have to live today. And our challenge this morning is, with our faith, with where we are in our life, make Jesus marvel. Would it make Jesus marvel? See, this man had wisdom because he came to Jesus. This man had faith. This man had understanding. And Jesus marveled. You know, I don't know what each one of us, and I have learned, and I'm learning this more and more every single day, that every single person has something in their life that's troubling them. Every single person has something in their life that's troubling them, that's burdening them, that's a concern, or it's just tough. The centurion was no different. But what made him stand out and what made Jesus marvel was who this man was. Just like you and just like me this morning, Jesus knows who we are. You know, we may look good in front of others and we may carry on, you know, a good stand. But Jesus knows our heart. And that's what's most important.
Amen.
Jesus knows our heart. I don't know your heart. And you don't know my heart. But Jesus knows our heart. With our faith, cause Jesus tomorrow. Do you have that much trust in Him? And are we living like that? We have setbacks every day. We're here this morning because of a setback. But it didn't stop us.
Amen.
And that's how we need to live our life. Our faith in Jesus. So I challenge you as they come. We've got plenty of chairs up here, or you can stand or you can kneel. But I challenge you this morning, if God has spoken to your heart, I challenge you to come. With your faith, cause Jesus to march. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless this invitation. You just have your will and way. You know the heart. You know who may need to come forward. You know who may need to pray. You know those that are watching. You know the struggles. Now, Lord, I just pray that you'll speak to hearts. I do pray if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, I do pray that they'll come to know Jesus. But Lord, we pray that you'll help us this morning. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.